Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin Mira author Sheila Roberts. Better Than Chocolate is the first of a brand new series of books, Life in Icicle Falls, set in a fictional town in Washington. Hi, Sheila. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Icicle Falls, which is the setting of your new series of books for Harlequin, is based on the real town of Leavenworth, Washington. Why did you choose Leavenworth, and how is Icicle Falls similar to Leavenworth?
I've got to tell you, I love Leavenworth. Leavenworth is kind of like my backyard. We live in Washington, and it's a wonderful place to go. And I think I chose it for many reasons. First of all, it's a lovely little alpine village. They've Germanized themselves, so it's like being in Germany, only without the airfare. It's a wonderful place to go. But I really admire this town because they rebuilt themselves back, in the late 50s, early 60s. They were on the verge of becoming a ghost town. The lumber industry had died up. The railroad had rerouted itself. And the town fathers kind of got together and said, what are we going to do? We don't want to become a ghost town, and how can we rebuild? And someone had been stationed in Germany in the army and said, you know, we have the mountains, this is a beautiful place, let's make this a German village and make this a tourist destination. And so they rebuilt themselves and revitalized the town. It's a very successful town, a wonderful success story, and I just thought that was so inspiring. I thought it would be fun to base a book there. And in my book, the town is going through a few little, every town goes through its ups and downs, and they're having a bit of a downtime, and they all have to pull together, and I just thought that would be a fun thing to do.
Your ebook novella, which is called Welcome to Icicle Falls, gives us some history of the town that you've just described, and there's a beautiful sense of nostalgia. Did you enjoy writing about Icicle Falls? And tell us about some of these characters when they were young. And while you were writing, did anyone's backstory surprise you?
Golly, you know, I really did have a good time writing that book. It was just very fun, and I like that nostalgia. Of course, a sweet young thing that I am, I wouldn't know anything about the 60s, but it was fun to kind of revisit that era a little bit. And I think one of my favorite characters in that book is Muriel. She's also in Better Than Chocolate, and we see Muriel when she's a sweet young thing before she's older and has a family of her own. And I think it's kind of fun exploring and seeing where the characters got their start. So I really enjoyed doing that.
Did they change in any way?
I'm trying to think. Not necessarily. They pretty much remain the same, only they just grow into themselves a little bit more in the next book. You kind of get a little more depth to them, as happens with most of us when we get older. We get a little more depth.
I like the way you put that. Would it be fair to say that your characters are looking for balance in their lives? And let me add that I love the balance you've created between the humor and the poignancy and between the comfort and the realism. Let's talk about that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think we're all looking for balance in our lives, aren't we? It's such a busy world. And especially for women, you know, we went through the whole we have to be superwomen era, trying to do it all. It's very hard to balance work and family and friends and have any time to explore who you are as a person. So I think every woman deals with that. And in this book, there's definitely the balance. You're trying to balance relationships. My main character is trying to balance her work, her determination to save the family chocolate company. Yeah, and just balancing that with her relationships. And I just think I'm hoping that a lot of that will ring true for women with just trying to find balance in our lives.
Your next book, which is set in Icicle Falls, called Merry Xmas, is out in November 2012. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's going to be so fun. It's actually about wives and their exes, and I've got about three main storylines in there. It's very fun dealing with different aspects of how do you work this out when you're not with somebody anymore? What if that person wants to come back? And what if you're stuck sharing the house with the person you're divorced from, waiting for the house to sell? That kind of thing. And oh my goodness, what if your daughter is getting married and your exes are all about to descend on you and maybe even like stay in your house? How special would that be? Not. But anyway, it's going to be a very, I really enjoyed writing it. I think it's going to be a very fun book.
And you have a very special promotion around that book, too.
Oh, I did. I'm so excited about that. We had so much fun doing that. We actually have a music video coming out that will be up on YouTube that is related to the book. There is a naughty mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law in the book, and a naughty ex-son-in-law who, well, I won't tell you what happens, but it's all connected and it's very fun and it's all done in good fun. I'm a mother-in-law myself, and I know mother-in-laws, and so no mother-in-laws were harmed either in the writing of this book or the filming of the music video.
So tell us, what is better than chocolate?
Well, don't tell my husband I said this, but nothing.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us today. I can't wait to find out what happens next to the folks in Icicle Falls.
Thanks for having me.